Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We enjoy you hanging out with us. Hey, folks, don't forget, go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities. And guess what? We're doing a good job of doing that. Let's see. Join us in studio today. We've got Luke Niebler, who is a community college, Allegheny County adjunct professor and a member of the PFT 400. Luke, welcome to Union Edge.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate that. Luke, you are, in fact, a adjunct professor at the Community College of Allegheny County, and you're working on, well, you know, you're working on negotiating that first contract for the adjunct professors, yeah?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we are currently in the bargaining process, putting together that first contract.
Yeah, there you go. Why is it? It seems to me like about 5,000-10,000 adjunct professors here in the greater Pittsburgh area have either signed up with the PFT 400, the steelworkers. Why is this happening all over the city?
I think that there's a larger national conversation happening right now around higher education in general, mm-hmm. and higher education labor practices are a huge part of that. You know, student debt has gotten ridiculous and is a major point of contention for students and people across the country. And so a lot of folks have been looking at and engaging with the structures of higher education. And part of that is this unsustainable labor model where the vast majority of professors are underpaid, undersupported, and just don't have job security.
Part-time, flexible, temporary jobs.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Let me kind of qualify that a little bit. Mm-hmm. How many people do you have in average one of your classes?
Average one of my classes? Ooh, depends on the type of class, but let's say like 20.
20, okay.
Yeah.
And if you're going to the University of, what's tuition per class? It's what, $1,000?
Yeah, something around there.
And that's at a community college.
Right.
So you get one class, $20,000 coming mm-hmm. in to the CCAC. You must be making $10,000 or $12,000 per class, right?
Not precisely. We make a little over $2,000 per class. So
$18,000 out of a class is going to CCAC for, I don't know.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. That's the major question.
And as I'm sure students are asking the question, hey, if mm-hmm. I'm paying all this for college tuition, why isn't my professor getting paid better? Why is my professor having to work two jobs, three jobs, to try and make ends meet? I mean, you know, my goodness, by the end of the day, if you're working three classes here and then three classes at another university, you're probably knocking down $25,000 a year, and I'm sure you have your own college tuition bills to pay.
Exactly. And a lot of activists are also, you know, younger adjuncts, people who do have significant student loan debt that's racked up in the past couple of years.
Right. So, and the other thing is a lot of the adjunct professors are at the beginning of their career. You're not like my friend Joe Sestak, who's a retired admiral from the Navy. He's got a pension. He's got money coming in. He's got he teaches as mm-hmm. an adjunct. I'm not sure he cashes those checks, though.
Exactly. And to be fair, the adjunct labor pool is really diverse. You know, we do have a significant number of what might be seen as the traditional adjunct, like your friend, who are either retired or have a full-time job and teach a class here and there. But because there just is a severe lack of full-time positions, not a lack of need for full-time positions, but a lack of open full-time positions in academic work, there are a ton of people who would and could be and wish to be teaching full-time. Those opportunities just aren't available. So someone like me might be teaching full-time, but across two schools.
Right. right.
Yeah. Across two, three,
across the city.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there's some serious problems with that. Right now, we're talking with Luke Niebler, who is an adjunct at CCAC, but he's also a member of PFT 400. Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers, Local 400. And you guys, again, are negotiating your contract right now, and good deal on that. You know, there are some serious problems with this. I mean, literally, if you're running from one university to another, or one college to a university, how much does that take away from the time that you would have to spend with students?
A significant amount.
Right.
There was a semester where I was literally running. I had to run across the bridge between CCAC and Point Park between classes in order to make my Point Park class on time. And I just... I couldn't have office hours on the days that I had class, so I had to come in a different day. But of course, especially at a community college, my students are working. They have children. They have all these other needs, so they can't necessarily be on campus when I'm not there.
Luke, one of the things that troubles me is it seems to me that from the days when I went to college until today, which is many, many, many years, that there has been an explosive growth in the administrative side of educational institutions. You know, there has been a, in my perception, this need to have better and prettier campuses, have cooler other things, and that money is not getting put into the education process, and it's darn sure not being put into the adjunct professors like you. Why is that happening?
I think a number of things that have been changing. A lot more people from the business world entering higher education, turning it into a model that is more along the lines of a for-profit institution.
Yeah, you're making widgets. You're not teaching people.
Precisely. And I also think that the loss of faculty voice in higher education, this process of converting the full-time faculty into a more adjunct base means that there's less of a voice for faculty. They don't have necessarily the numbers. For example, at CCAC, my English department, since the 90s, has lost half of its full-time faculty positions while doubling the amount of students who are in our classes, which just puts, there's not enough of a faculty voice. And so adjuncts coming forward, trying to organize, trying to get a voice in the workplace, not only for our own benefit, but also for the institution and our students.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, back in 1980, when I went to CCAC, if I had 10 people in a class, I was lucky. Okay, seriously. So there's a huge difference. Luke, listen, I want to ask you this very pointedly. What is it that students, what is it that parents and other people involved in the community can do to help stem this tide?
I think a big part of it is being aware, entering these institutions, being aware of the labor situation, and understanding where your money is going. Because obviously, in this for-profit model, students and parents become consumers. So parents and students being able to speak to administrators, tell them that they're not happy where their money is being, where their money is going, they're going to have the strongest voice in this conversation. Because administrators won't necessarily listen to faculty, but they certainly are going to listen to students, listen to parents. If they're speaking up about this, reaching out to the colleges and telling them that this is not acceptable.
There you go. Listen, Luke, we've got to get going. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you're doing with PFT 400?
We do have a website. Totally forget it. It is, look up CCAC adjuncts and you'll come across it.
There you go.
And hopefully we'll have a contract soon, and hopefully that will be in the newspapers.
Well, there we go. When you guys get the contract, give us a shout. We'll brag for you, and we'll help you get it out there. In the meantime, listen, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.